Hello, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the music that matters. So join me as I pay homage to the bands and artists that fly under the radar of mainstream radio. You know, if you want to contact me, you can do so by the usual methods. Tweet and Insta, SmileRadio3, email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com, website thecodfatherdj.com, Instagram @thecodfatherdj. So, kicking off this week's show, we've got the Petrol Girls, a feminist hardcore punk band originally formed in London, with members from Austria, Lithuania and the UK. They are now based in Austria, but they do tour incessantly. The band are strong advocates of freedom of movement, anti-capitalism and intersectional feminism. They have a diverse range of influences such as The Slits, Fugazi and Bjork. And they've supported the Dead Kennedys, Propagandhi, Anti-Flag and Refused. This is... Oh, you can actually see them at St. Kentigan's Gardens. That's St. Kentigan's in Manchester at the 0161 Festival. That's Friday the 3rd of May. This is The Sound.
This is The Sound. Travelling. This is The Sound.
Don't you know who I am?
Trumpets of Anger there. That was Neville Clartos by Pizza Tramp. Three-piece, three-chord skater punk straight out of South Wales. Their words, not mine. The band's personal interests are drunk tattoos, beehives, watermelons with faces on them, being sick in the van, mead wine and dogging. And the musical influences, Black Flag, Mind a Threat, Dead Kennedys and the Sex Pistols. So there you go. Right, next on the jukebox we have Tim Skold, or Skold as he's known, he's a Swedish singer-songwriter, issuing corrosive industrial metal and nihilistic anthems, veering close to contemporaries like Gravity Kills, Chem Lab and early era Nine Inch Nails. He originally formed glam metal band Kingpin, and Skold actually assisted Marilyn Manson with his 2001 cover of Tainted Love. The partnership blossomed and Skold actually replaced Twiggy Ramirez on bass. I played with Manson until 2008 when Ramirez returned. This is Never Is Now. This is the Alternative Jukebox with the Codfather.
Now you played your role.
I'm a star. In my head, I'm a god. Oh my god, I'm a star. In my head, I'm a god. Oh my god, I'm a star.
Mania, that was loopy dance punk from the vocals of Rodeo Goth Clown Vicious Presses. was actually the singer with Pretty Addicted. I quite like that. We was dancing a bit there, weren't we, Nath? A bit of foot tapping going on there. I nearly lost a dress size. All that sweating. Right, next on the jukebox, we've got Hey Satan, at Stoner Rock and Roll Trio from Switzerland. So yeah, we are multicultural here, you know. Providing heavy beats, groovy riffs and meaningful lyrics. They're influenced by Led Zeppelin, Rage Against the Machine, and these guys really know how to rock and roll. South is the new west. Howling Giants and Doug on the Alternative Jukebox with me, the Codfather. It was formed by three self-proclaimed nerds from Nashville who bring cosmic riffs to an eclectic fairy tale form of metal. I really did like that. Nathan, air guitar at the ready there, weren't they? Bit of dancing, bit of head banging. Absolutely. He's sweating here. He's sweating. I've never seen him sweat so much anyway. Right, up next on the jukebox we have PUP. It actually means pathetic youth of potential. They're a Toronto-based punk combo with attitude, energy and hooky guitars. The group were named Best Live Show and Best New Artist by CBC Radio after the release of their self-titled debut album. Everybody has a self-titled debut album, don't they? Back in 2013. They actually played Brudel Community Room in Leeds last night. This is... if this tour doesn't kill you, I will. Thank you, Nathan.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. Counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. For a second, let's be honest. Nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do makes me wanna vomit. And if this tour doesn't kill you, buddy, I'm on. Hey!
Turning 29 was a mistake by High Energy, melodic three-piece punk rock and roll band from Scotland, the Murderburgers. They formed in 2007 and spent endless months on the road touring with bands such as Alkaline Trio, Masked Intruder and Bad Cop, Bad Cop. The new album, What A Mess, was released March 15th this year and they are currently touring. All details are at www.themurderburgers.co.uk. Right, Sean James and the Shapeshifters next. A five-piece heavy loud doom band that were formed in 2013. A bit of blues rock in there as well. They're from Arkansas, you know. Add it in Dirty Delta Blues, combining Sean's soulful vocals. It makes for intense listening. This is an experience. Off your pop. What's the name of the song? We don't know. The Bear. Thank you, Nathan.
Tread her down on the road of boats, the world of bugs and alligators. She is the queen of ancient ghosts, the blackest one from all the maids. leaders.
I give my blood, I give my heart and all my faith. I sacrifice my whole damn life to be a slave. Try her down on the road of bones, the world of bugs and alligators. She is the queen of ancient ghosts, the blackest one from all the maidens.
Oh, liking that. That was a duo from Minsk in Poland called Grey Dog with their brand of Southern Rock. And I said Southern Fried Chicken there. Southern Rock. Nathan licking his lips there. Southern Rock, dark folk music. Yeah. The band's conception is inspired by folklore of the southern states of America. Basically about men who decide to sell their souls for the devil. To the devil, even. That was Voodoo. Good song. Next on the alternative jukebox, we have The Empty Page. Like most bands, Empty Page began life in a cold, damp warehouse in the north of England. They play loud music with massive hooks. Steve Lamacca has actually played them on Six Music. Drummer Jim has actually had six entries in Viz's Pravanosaurus. so there you go. But there you go. What's this? Louder than what? Louder Than War Mag had to describe them as the Pixies do Britpop, you know? And the results are pretty magnificent. This is Wardrobe Malfunction.
Naked for your debut, and all the rest is drag. Hipster, vicar, princess, fire.
Yeah.
Ooh, bit of wah-wah. That was Prostitution by Tiger Sex. Band from Vegas who are keeping the punk rock and roll sound very much alive. They love playing live at every chance they get, and they want to keep a bit of danger in music. Nothing wrong with that. On we go. Up next is Courtney Barnett, Australian singer-songwriter known for her witty rambling lyrics and deadpan singing style. From 2010 to 2011, Barnett actually played second guitar in the Melbourne Garage Grunge band, Rapid Transit. And they actually released one self-titled album on cassette, which is now a rare collector's item. So look out for that. Barnett is playing Manchester Psych Fest on August the 30th this year. This is their current single, Everybody Here Hates You.
Feel toothless, man, you're ruthless.
Right side of the road there, that was Tyler Keith and the Apostles, who by their own admission are on a journey through darkness, and along the way they find fat hooks, low lives and good times, playing songs about big rigs, trains and murder, always in the shadow of a cross. Sounds a bit like a Charles Bukowski book, that. Right, that's another show done and dusted. You know, thanks for joining me. Big thank you to Nathan Downs, who's been dancing away there, Dr. Ains, and of course Smile Radio. Of course, you for listening. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Miss the show? Pop over to www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Drop me a tune, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I shall be back next week for some more epic tunage. Seeing us out this week, it's all beards and long hair with 80s American doom metal band St. Vitus and I Bleed Back. Catch you next week.